kind of interesting, and I would love for you to join the conversation at 833-563-2539. It's a little bit of a nostalgia. I don't think you're going to cry, but you'll be like, oh, yeah, you know what? I do miss that. Things we did for the last time, and we didn't realize it at the time until now. For example...
That's, like, so deep when you think about it.
It is, though.
If you kiss someone for the last time, but at the moment you don't know it's the last time...
Dang. You are so passionate today. Nothing wrong with that.
Today?
Well,
every
day. I haven't noticed. Like, you've ratchet... Well, sorry. I didn't mean, like, ratchet. You've amped it up.
What do you mean, ratchet?
That's why I just didn't say it.
That is the least I loathe that adjective.
That's the opposite
of me.
Why did you describe her as ratchet?
I did. Oh, my gosh. I was going to say... Here we go. I was going to say she's ratcheting it up, but I don't mean
that
like she's a rat.
Doesn't make sense.
No,
he just doesn't
stop.
Vocabulary.
I'm not saying... I didn't mean it in the form of, she's a ratchet. Yeah, but I meant like she's cranking it up. I didn't mean, oh, she's a ratchet. No, I didn't mean it like that. Anyways, so we don't derail this whole conversation, here is what I'm speaking of when it comes to things we did for the last time and we didn't realize it. Do you remember the last time you burned a CD?
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember? Because it was the coolest thing when you could burn a CD and you could put whatever songs you wanted on there.
My girl, Lo, would do it. One of my closest friends. She's still my great friend and my sister's friend, too. But Lo was like where it's at. She was like the queen of burning CDs.
So I burned a CD when I was in college. I burned Acid Rap, Chance the Rapper's first mixtape, because it wasn't anywhere. You couldn't stream it. You couldn't get it on Spotify. You could not get it anywhere. And I wanted to listen to it on long car drive. So that was the last burnt CD. And I had some Childish Gambino, some of his mixtapes that you couldn't find anywhere on that mixed CD too.
Kind of along that same line, do you remember the last song you downloaded illegally on LimeWire or Kazaa? Remember that? You're like, or Napster. You're like,
Napster.
I'm going to have all the songs in the world.
What was the Napster dude's name? Sean something?
Oh, I'm totally blanking right now.
But remember, that was just such a big ordeal.
I used LimeWire, and I didn't know it at the time, but there would always be this man talking in the middle of the song that was just like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. It was like a Bill Clinton impersonation.
Every song I would download from LimeWire right in the middle of the song, it was Bill Clinton.
You're like, okay, thanks.
Now, Sean Fanning and Sean Parker, by the way, responsible
Sean
for
Parker's
Napster.
Sean
Parker's who I remember, yeah.
Okay, now this is once again kind of a combined thing, a couple of them. Browse like a Blockbuster or a video place. I know there are video stores still around. There are some still there. Like I went and visited my mom and grandma in Ohio.
It's nostalgia right there.
It is, but do you remember, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I remember as a kid, like, that was a big thing. Like, we might get a pizza because there was a pizza store next door, but they're all right, two movies. And like one time, I don't know what I did. My parents were like feeling crazy. They let me like rent a video game system.
Wow.
I got to rent a PS2. I thought I was the king of the world.
That is really cool. I remember going to Blockbuster on like a Friday night. And we would do that for dates before like Netflix and chill. It was like Blockbuster and chill.
Does anybody else have a memory right here that we did for the last time and we may not have realized it? 833-563-2539.
I've got T9 texting.
Oh,
remember the
yes.
old school texting?
Yes.
It wasn't ABC, but it was like T9, whereas the predictive text.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
For
it's all
phones
back.
That didn't have like the full keyboard, and also buying minutes. So my very, very first cell phone, my parents would have to like buy minutes and buy like text messages when I would run out.
I can add on to that. How about waiting for the free minutes on the weekends?
Oh.
And 9 p.m. after 9 p.m.
Yeah.
The last time you did that.
Pork Chop's always had poor stories.
Oh,
even
that's
a little
sad.
Kid.
Well, I didn't know Pork Chop also had an iPod that got stolen. But I was like thinking about the last time you had an iPod. That
oh,
you put
true.
Music
was
on
it
your
3
iPod.
Weeks ago? No.
Yeah.
The last time I snuck out of the house, because obviously like I have my own place. I don't have to sneak out anymore. But like the last time I snuck out, I think I was in high school.
What about like the last time, speaking of high school, when you hung out with your friends? I know you see each other in life, but when everybody was still together, it might have been like high school or even just a little bit of college, but because things start to change. Relationships happen. People move for new jobs. People get married. They have babies. I miss those good times. Like I remember we used to hang out in my basement. We hung out at my buddy Dave Johnson's house. Like that was, I just, it's so crazy. Like, you never realize when the last time would have been.
My boyfriend's house is still like a frat house, and it's like something that I'm struggling with right now, so I can't relate to that. It literally is like a frat house. Everyone is over all of the time, all day, like all of their friends. It's a madhouse there. So you can come on over, Joe, if you miss that so much.
I do. You hang out and play COD all the time.
But it's not, like, but I'm saying, like, your original group of friends, like, I feel bad. Bring up my friend Dave. He's in California now. He was like one of my groomsmen. I haven't talked to him like a year, year and a half, and it's nothing bad. Not like I don't like him. It's just life can really separate
you. You should call him today.
I am like, bro.
You should.
Remember our Taco Bell runs?
You should call him today and just be like, hey, dude, I talked about you on the radio today. How are you?
I'll totally
like, that's
do
all
that.
About, 2020 is all about, for me, connections with people. Just like keeping those strong connections.
I love that.
How about the last time you had to call for dial-up internet?
Yeah, the dialing line.
The modem.
I remember.
Okay, I'm watching this new show called Pen 15, and they do that all the time. Like, I don't understand.
Can you do the
what
noise?
It is. Like, what is
do.
So would you have to use a phone? Would you have to use a phone?
It went through your phone. So you wouldn't have to use the phone, but your modem dialed a phone number. And
got
you couldn't
it.
Use your landline phone while you were on the internet.
That's wild.
I want to try to actually find the sound for her so she'll know what it actually is like.
That's so crazy.
I think I've heard the sound before, but I just didn't understand like the dialing and like if you had to use a cell phone. I just like, that's just crazy to me. Oh, what about like the last time that you were on AIM or sent like an instant message to someone?
Oh, true. Your last away message.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I even think about the last time we were on like MySpace. I loved MySpace. And it tried to make a comeback for music. Like JT, Justin Timberlake tried to bring it back. Wow. But it was so cool because you had like your page and you had like a theme and
you
like a decorative background and music.
I actually recently did log into MySpace because I wanted
How
to get like an old picture.
How do you remember your login?
It was a whole deal. I had to go through AOL to get like my old MySpace password.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Man, these is, there's, you know what, there's one more. We could do 100 of these. We could go on forever and ever. Remember when you used to have like MapQuest probably was the biggest one. You'd physically on paper print out the directions.
Ugh, gosh.
Oh my gosh. I remember that. I remember one time me and my mom were going to her cousin's birthday party that was like an hour away and I was the navigator.
Oh boy.
We got lost. It added on an hour and a half to our trip.
I bet they never did that one again.
This is Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Do I remember what?
Oh, I was just going to say, is Garmin like still in business?
Because
like,
I bet you some people
that
have
was like the hotness back in the day before then everyone had their phones.
They are their watches now.
Okay.
They have Garmin
watches.
That's
what I need. Like, where am I?
All right. Well, now we know we're getting McKenzie for her birthday. I want a Garmin.